You are listening to the audio production of Treasures in Darkness, A Grieving Mother Shares Her Heart by Sharon W. Betters, published by P&R Publishing. This book is read by the author. Introduction. I will go before you and will level the mountains. I will break down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. Isaiah chapter 45, verses 2 through 3. God is keeping the promise of Isaiah chapter 45, verses 2 through 3 to me. In this book, I share some of those treasures of darkness. It's my prayer that one day they will be your treasures as well. When death grabbed my youngest child, Mark, and tried to destroy our family, I wondered how my heart kept beating. In my grief, I felt estranged from God. For more than 25 years, I had taught women to believe that God will make beauty out of ashes, that He is the repairer of broken walls, that they could trust Him. But on July 6, 1993, I concluded that I had lied. How could God ever bring beauty from the ashes of the sudden deaths of our 16-year-old son and his friend Kelly? How would I ever trust my Heavenly Father again? Because of my rich spiritual heritage and role as a pastor's wife and Bible study teacher, it's possible that people who knew me well imagined that my response to deep sorrow would be great faith. Instead, my long journey into the abyss of grief frightened our closest friends and extended family. I raged against God, demanding that He give me back my child, demanding that He show Himself to me in the way I wanted. At other times, I sobbed quietly, exhausted from the constant presence of the ghost of grief, surrendering to God's silence, longing for what had been, concluding that never again on this earth would I know joy or happiness. Early in my journey, I often envied those who experienced similar loss but seemed to be in a cocoon of peace and strength. Though their grief was as deep as mine, they never seemed to question God's presence or love. It seemed that I, indeed, was in a cocoon, but one characterized by darkness that blinded me to God's presence. Why didn't God grant me peace and strength? Why did I have to struggle to trust Him once more? My personal journal is filled with questions like these and more. I never expected to open this journal for others to read, but the following account of a woman's grief over the loss of her 2-year-old son gave me the courage to write this book and include some of my entries to help others in their journeys. Jill and Dennis lost their child, Scotty, when their pickup truck rolled down the slope of their yard and crushed him. In The Velveteen Woman, Brenda Wagoner describes a conversation with Jill, the bereaved mother, months after the tragic accident. "The books I have read mostly frustrated me," she confided, "especially right after Scotty's death. Nobody seemed to identify with my anger and loneliness." So it might have helped if someone had put those feelings on paper, the anger and loneliness they experienced as they mourned before they came to resolution of their grief, I asked, hoping to gain understanding. "Yes, I think it might have helped," Jill explained, "although I'm honestly not sure anything could have eased the pain. But that's when I felt most alone, most in need of someone to identify with, to connect with." Jill went on to say that she'd consoled herself by reasoning that the authors had written their books several years after their losses, once they had regained some energy and strength. Jill admitted that although she'd tried, she had also been unable to vulnerably express her feelings in writing during the time of most intense pain. She said, "I just survived. I think that's all you can do for a while. You survive." When I read this, I immediately thought, "Oh, I know exactly what you mean about just surviving." But I did record my fresh, gut-wrenching grief. God, is it time to share some of that in a book? To help guide broken people like Jill through this terrifying journey? I dreaded reviewing my journals for this book because I expected to see word pictures of an angry, bitter woman, fist raised against God. Yes, that picture is there, but there is another one as well, and it is of a broken-hearted little girl begging her father.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?